الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. The surah was revealed on the occasion when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had forgotten to say insha'Allah for doing something. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala stopped wahi from Allah ta'ala's side to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam between 15, 20 or 40 days. And this took a great toll on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reason why it took a great toll are two. One was the love that Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Allah ta'ala, and now this communication, this revelation had stopped. Any person who knows what love is, your son is gone somewhere and you don't have communication from him, how worried you get. Your wife is somewhere, especially now think of the time, the refugees in Syria, etc. The wife is one side, the husband is another side, no communication. How hard it is. This is for a mortal being, for a human being. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not having communication with Allah ta'ala, it was very, very hard. Then the taunts and the criticisms of the mushriks of Makkah again, that they said, that we told that he is God. They said it was some idol, some jinn is the God of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Na'uzu billah, he has also forsaken him. We told you he's not a good person. See now, his own God also has forsaken him. So this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is you are separated from your beloved and you are in anxiety, in perplexity, and people then again still criticize, to comment and taunt you. How hard is it not? Then when wahi came, what wahi came from Allah ta'ala? Allahu Akbar. Allah ta'ala took two qasams here. Wal-duha. The qasam of the time of duha, which is the time of chashd. When we read our chashd namaz, 11, 12 o'clock, when the sun is so bright, the clearness of the bright day of the sun, that there is no doubt in 11, 12 o'clock, nothing is ambiguous, the light is so much, you can see things clearly. And the other qasam, wal layli idha saja, and the night when it spreads itself out, the darkness of the night. And any person who knows what is especially ta'alluq with Allah ta'ala, like Hadrat Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayh, was a big, very great alim. Allama he was, mufassir of the Quran. His fame was in the whole East. Everyone knew what a great alim he was. But he did not have still ta'alluq with Allah, that personal relationship. Though he wrote the tafsir of the whole Quran, but that feeling, that contact with Allah ta'ala. For example, a person wants to get married, which is not the right way to do it, but he's in contact with a woman on the internet. He wants to get married to her. So that is, he's in contact, they are discussing, they are talking, emailing, whatever they are doing. But one is when he will meet, get married, and he's with the woman. What is that contact? That is what is the real contact. So one is to have a contact with Allah Ta'ala through knowledge, even through tafsir and everything. And one is when you have a personal, so to say, contact with Allah. It's a world of difference there. So anyway, when he came to the Khanqah of Thana Bhawan, the Khanqah of Hadrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, we won't go in all the details, but when he got a taste of this love of Allah Ta'ala, he was the mufassir, he wrote the tafsir of the Quran. But what did he say? Aaj hi Quran mein maza paya. Today only have I found the enjoyment of the Quran Sharif. Jaise aaj hi Quran nazil hua. To me it is as though only today the Quran was revealed. I hardly knew anything of the Quran, though he was the Mufassir. Now I understand when he heard the bayan of Maulana, and he was now the spark of the love of Allah was lighted in his heart. Now if you read just Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, it is completely different. Even if you are Mufassir of the Quran, when you have got contact with Allah Ta'ala. So the night, and then when he got up for tahajjud in the khanqah for the first time, and he made tahajjud namaz, then he said, Wada anika shabe akhir mehe. My date, my time of meeting my beloved is in the last part of the night. Subah se intizar sham hai. From the morning I'm waiting, when will the night come, when I will again be with Allah Ta'ala. And when the person has that contact with Allah Ta'ala, and either with the words of his tongue or the actions of his body, he says that, Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Oh Allah, just your name, Allah, is so enjoyable, is so beautiful, oh Allah. It is like the people who are addicted to their bottle and glass, alcoholics, and they pour their wine and they go like in a different world. What they know what is enjoyment when I take your name, Allah, Allah, Allah. This is also not only knowing Allah, which is also a condition, but then having that contact with Allah, then see the enjoyment just in the name of Allah Ta'ala. So when he got up for tahajjud and he made zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and the enjoyment that he got, tahajjud namaz, dua, zikr, tilawat, etc. So he said, I'm waiting for again that night from the morning. I just got up in the morning, I'm waiting, when will 24 hours pass and I can be with my Allah. So the night is valuable like that. So wallayli idha saja, in the serenity and the coolness of the night. And those who have been blessed with tahajjud and the enjoyment of tahajjud, kya lutfe, the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So that person, how he enjoys at night. So Allah took the two qasams, which are two completely opposite. The brightness of the day and the darkness, serenity and coolness of the night. That is the one tafsir. Other ulama have said, by wadduha, Allah means by the bright shining face of yours, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are the sun of hidayat. And how many people who just saw the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought iman? Non-Muslims. That what a face you can see. This is a face of hidayat. This is a face more than the 12 o'clock sun, 11 o'clock sun when it is so bright. It is illuminated and it gives off its rays more than the rays of the sun. Throughout the world the hidayat is spread. And the sun, our sun sets after 12, 18 hours. But the sun of hidayat hasn't set till today. And hidayat is spreading in the world. Yeah, in the southern tip of Africa, only about 350 years ago, when the Malay Muslims came, then the Azan started taking place here, Quran, etc. And only 150 years ago, when the Indian Muslims came from the subcontinent, then Azans, Madrasas, Musalla started here. So from 1400 years, that hidayat is still spreading in the world. And it's still increasing throughout the world, this hidayat is spreading. Then, wallayli idha saja, that is your beautiful black hair, the locks and curls of your hair, of your zulfa, and the bright sun, the white bright sun of hidayat, and the beautiful black locks and curls of the zulfa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu Allah takes qasam of that. What a great position of yours. Then Allah Ta'ala, for what did Allah take the qasam? Jawabi qasam. Ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala. Your Allah hasn't left you. This is a great lesson for us to learn. We practically just don't say inshaAllah. Whatever we want to do, I'll come there tomorrow, we'll meet tomorrow, we'll do this, we'll do that. There's no inshaAllah. Our language has to be filled in. Word, every second, third word, inshaAllah, mashaAllah, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, jazakAllah. Our language must show we are Muslims. And not only amongst us when we are talking, Marhum Musabri Budania, Haji Musa Budania, once he was talking in the old government with one of the government officers for some work. We were also present. And every second word, inshallah, it was a lady, Dhamma inshallah on San Suadun, Mashallah on Zetsuakhadun. Every second word, that is the language of a mu'min. And the house of a mu'min, that not only that you have 2-3 frames with Allah, Muhammad, etc., you don't have to make the walls Muslim. You have to be Muslim. That house must have an Islamic ethos in it. The feeling that today, how many ulama's houses we go, pious people's houses we go, there is no sign of Islam. It's just like any other non-Muslim's house also. It is the same. We look at their, our plans are given to their architects. They make it open scheme, open kitchen scheme, etc. No parda, etc. Everything is just like a house. A house is a house. No, a Muslim's house has got a particular way. Our language, our dressing, which we call our culture. And that is the English word culture, which for us is our deen. Our language must be deeni language. Our appearance must be deeni appearance. Not only for Jummah that we put on a long jubbah, etc., but for all times. Our houses, everything, Islam must shine from there. So Allah Ta'ala says that our language also, don't forget inshaAllah. How important it was that for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the beloved of Allah, and Allah knew what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was going through when wahi was being stopped for 15, 20 days, 40 days, whatever the period, but Allah still kept for tarbiyat. Allah has the right, it is His Nabi, and He makes His tarbiyat. And then Allah said, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. We are supposed to read Surah Kahf every Friday. Not only for barakat and for sawab, but to take all the lessons of Surah Kahf also. That also comes into our life. So insha'Allah is very, very important. But anyway, Allah said, I only did it for your nurturing, for your tarbiyah. I have never rejected you and given you up. And I have never pulled out from you. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. And oh Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you are worried of the taunting of the non-Muslims, what they are telling you, how hard you are feeling, how they are criticizing you. Don't worry about this. You remember, walal akhiratu khayrun laka minal ula. And with stress Allah says, remember and know that the akhirat is much more superior and better than the life of this dunya. Yea, if you dress according to a Muslim, the world criticize you, don't worry about it. What you're going to get on that in akhirat, the magicians who came in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they just dressed like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. In a jiffy, in a split second, Allah gave them that iman which a person years and years of mujahada, of zikr, of abstinence can't reach that level of iman which they got in a few moments. Why Allah gave to them? Their dressing was according to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So on that basis, and also they had the adab, respect of Musa alayhi salam. Though they came to oppose him, but they told him that, will you first show according to their minds your jadu, your black magic, or must we show our black magic first? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told them, you go ahead, you show your what you can show, and after that I will do. Musa alayhi salam didn't have black magic, na'uzubillah. It was a miracle, mu'jiza from Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, so this criticism of the people and all that what they do, don't worry. You keeping a beard, people will pass remarks on you. Mirza Jani Jana Rahmatullah Ali was a very great and pious buzurg of the Naqshbandi Silsila in Delhi. He should go and do his shopping for the house, grocery shopping. He used to pass one person's shop, and that person always should remark at him and tell him that my goat's beard is more better than your beard. He kept quiet, he should just keep quiet. And what should he think in his heart? That if I have to die without iman, then definitely his goat's beard is better than my beard if I die without. And if I die with iman, my goat's beard, well, my beard is better than, of course, his goat's beard. But he made sabr. So this is keep your eyes on the akhirah. People will remark it, you criticize, don't worry. Anyway, when he passed away, and another one interesting point, when he passed away in his book, in his kitab, people found a note there which he had written just before he had passed away. On that note was written, Sab kehte hain Mirza mar gaya. Sab kehte hain Mirza mar gaya. Asal mein Mirza ghar gaya. They all say Mirza has died. Actually, I'm just gone home. That I'm our watane asli. Walal akhiratu khairul laka. That is your watane asli. That is your real home, the akhirat. And this is very important that we make our niyat. If we are living our life without a niyat, we're just living. Getting up in the morning, seeing to all our things, making namaz also tilat, but no object for what we are doing it. We are just doing it. Or we're just going to shop, going to job, the women are cooking food, cleaning the house, and just day and day goes in, and night comes and day goes, but no object in life. So, such a valuable thing as our life, and it can't have an object. Everything, look around, on your body, topi has got an object, glasses have got an object, your pen has got an object, everything got an object, and our life got no object. And Allah says the whole creation, الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. The whole dunya is made for you. And you got no object? No, your object is akhirat. Your object is deen. Your object is the pleasure of Allah. So keep that in mind. So anyway, Mirza Jane Jana rahmatullah alayhi, when his janazah passed by the same grocer, then Allah gave him by way of karamat a miracle that from his janazah a voice came out. And he told that grocer, today I can tell you my beard is better than your goat's beard. Because Allah has taken me with iman. Now, so from here we learn, never have pride in you. Even if you are making your five times namaz, tahajjud, another person is a drunkard, he's a gambler, he's down and out in the gutters. But al-ibratu lil khawatim, how whose mort come, nobody can say. So we must never have for anything, any type of pride in us. For whatever, even our knowledge, the color of our skin, our financial position, or our context, whatever, never have pride. We don't know what our khatama, our end will be. And also remember, akhirat is most important. So the world can criticize you, that you are dressed like this, you are doing this, you are a fundamentalist, you're a extremist. Let them say, you keep your akhirat in mind. That is very important. وَلَلْ أَخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ. Then Allah Ta'ala said, we are making your tarbiyah, and therefore we stopped wahi for so long. But وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَىٰ. Allah is going to give you soon, and is going to give you so much in this dunya that you will be happy. And that came when finally Allah blessed with the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What in the dunya that Allah Ta'ala revealed the surah. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ. We have given you, we will give you, Allah told in وَالْضُحَى. Very soon, sofa, very soon we are going to give you so much that you will be happy. Allahu Akbar. On that I remember our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi. Whenever we should tell him something, Hadrat, by your barakat today, alhamdulillah, how our lives has changed, how the consciousness of Allah has come, etc. He says, what have you still seen? Abhi kya dekha? Abhi dekhoge. What have you still seen? You'll see what and what Allah is still going to open on you. So Allah Ta'ala for Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ. Very soon we're going to give you. فَتَرْضَى. You will be happy. And what didn't Allah give? إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرْ. Kawthar Allah Ta'ala gave. And al-kawthar, one of the tafsirs of it is, al-khairul kathir. Goodness in great abundance. We are making your ummah the king of all the ummats. You are the king of all the anbiya, and by your barakat, your ummat will be the king of all the ummats also. You will be that ummah, you will be that nabi who will be the first one to enter Jannat. Your ummat will be that ummat that will be the first one to enter Jannat. Allah Ta'ala has honored and given Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam whatever the dua that we read after Adhan. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma was salati al-qa'ima aati Muhammadan al-wasila. That oh Allah, grant Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wasila, intercession, sifarish. And while we are passing at this point, one great, great, great asset, one great alchemy, goal that we have got, but we are not using, is to make dua for whatever we do, that oh Allah, accept this by the intercession of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today this is gone out of us. I can remember as small children, it was common. The imams who used to make dua, it was common on our parents' tongues. They should always speak of the shafaat, the sifarish of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But today we don't use it. It's a great thing that we have got by which all our du'as can be accepted. Our iman will be accepted. Our amal will be accepted. Whatever you want to, you got a problem, make du'a to Allah. Oh Allah, I beg of you in the sadqa of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. By the intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, make this, accept this du'a of mine. Open my way, yeah, what the, and Allahu Akbar, see for yourself. Allah has given us a great, great thing, but we are not using it. You got what is a Mercedes parked in your garage, but you're not using it. What is a Mercedes compared to the wasila? Somebody has opened a, given you a credit card with 5, 10, 20 billion rand credited to it, but you don't know, you're not using it. What is that? That is nothing compared to the wasila Allah has given us of Nabi Ali Salat. Each one of us has got it, but we are not using it. So that وَآتِ مُحَمَّدًا الْوَسِيلَةِ وَالْفَضِيلَةِ وَبْعَثُ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا الَّذِي وَعَثَ. And oh Allah, grant him that honorable place, مَقَامِ مَحْمُود, the most respectable and honorable, the highest place. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba that only one person on the day of Qiyamah is going to get Maqami Mahmood. And I hope from Allah it will be me. And there is no doubt it will be Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whoever will make the dua of the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what won't he get from Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And a person, there is also, by the way, almost all of us, Allah make us maaf, we don't respect Azan today. Azan is carrying on and we are talking, we are doing our thing, and we don't give jawab of Azan. We don't respect Azan also, at least keep quiet. Just on that point, Zubaydah, who was the great famous wife of Harun al-Rashid, and who did such great work, so great work, when she was presented by Allah, the Malaika were reading out what all she had done. Great, great things, but just pass, there's nothing. When they came to a point that once she was thirsty, and she asked her khadima, her maid, give me a glass of water. She put it to her lips, Adhan started. And she didn't drink the water. She gave jawab of Adhan. She respected Adhan, and she gave jawab of Adhan. On that, Allah gave a very, very high position. Today that is not in us, it's gone out. And it's a very bad sign of a person referred to like he's a munafiq, a person who doesn't respect Azan. It's a shiar of Islam and we just don't respect Azan. So that is very, very important. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala says, this Maqami Mahmood, that we will give you so much, we will make you happy. فَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Then Allah Ta'ala reminds Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, أَلَمْ نَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَعَاوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. Did we not find you that you were an orphan? And there was no one, but what position we gave you. We made you the king of the two worlds. You were a person who didn't know your road to Allah, and nobody, and there is great detail in this for which there is no time, that with our five senses, remember our worldly education which we get in schools and university, that is all based on our five senses. The eyes, what they can see, the tongue, what it can speak, etc. The ears, what they hear, what we feel, this is hot, this is cold. It is all on that. And then you use your brains. Without wahi, without revelation from Allah, nobody can know what's going to happen in the qabr. That there is life there. And what is that life? That there is akhirah, day of qiyamah, that can only be known by wahi from Allah. This is the most superior knowledge, wahi. That is why Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi starts his kitab, Kayfa kana badul wahyi ila Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi. So that is it. So Allah says, you didn't know, we guided you, we gave you all, we sent wahyi on you. And when you were poor, we made you so rich, the king of the world we made you. So when Allah has blessed you with all these great qualities, وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَتَرْضَى And then after, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِينَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. So now when you have reached this position, the yatim, the orphan, don't push him aside. Respect the orphan. And the quest person who comes and beg from you, don't insult him. Don't humiliate him. Don't push him away. Be very careful. And the ni'mats Allah has given you, display those ni'mats. Give the orphan. Allah has given you so much. Look after the orphans. It wasn't long ago when one person was looking after 10 orphans, was looking after 20 widows. And when that person passed away, people found out how many people he was looking. So when Allah has given you, at one time think, what did we have? When we were born, what did we have? That we had nothing with us. We didn't know anything. Today Allah has given you wealth. So use it for the orphans. And one very saddening and frightening thing. This is a test of Allah. These collectors who come, all are not frauds also. It's easy for us to say all of them are fraudulent. We'll have to answer for this accusation on the day of Qiyamah. And anyway, if they are frauds, we need proof to prove it. Without proof, hearsay is not valid in the court of, in the worldly court, hearsay cannot pass as evidence. How will it pass in the court of Allah Ta'ala? But anyway, if they come, if you don't want to give a cent also, but don't you rebuke them. Don't humiliate them. Don't waste their time. In a nice, polite way, tell them, I'm sorry, I can't give. And if you want to give 10 rand, 50 rand, give your 10, 50 rand. But don't rebuke any person. Don't humiliate any person. The orphan, oh Nabi, you were an orphan. You know how it was. Don't now rebuke them. And of course, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akhlaq. How? He did not only look after the orphans, he taught the people of the world how to look after orphans. So all this is that surah that Allah has shown the great position and the basis of this surah, how we should live our lives. And this will come into a person, and that when a person makes his islah. If you are worried of your business all the time, how will this qualities come? You are worried of your sports all the time, how will the stake out time spend with the Ahlullah? And then see how Allah will bring these qualities within a person. May Allah bless us with the reality of deen, and that we prepare before our mort, and when we go to Allah, and we take this lesson from the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from where Allah took him to where Allah raised him. And we, Allah will also, we won't become Nabis out of the question. But Allah will give us high positions if we follow that same pattern. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.